Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, the comedians that perform here, and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what helps make up our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Dawn Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I'm delighted to introduce you to Tracy and Deb Shaver, owners of Mountain View Farm, located in Mount Solon. They specialize in signature weddings and stylish events for your celebrations and gatherings, featuring gorgeous and panoramic views of the Allegheny Mountains as your backdrop. With rustic elegance at its finest, with uncompromising style and class, they help you create an intimate, detailed event packed full of personalization to turn your event vision into reality. Welcome to the show, Tracy and Deb. It's great to have you both on today.
Hi, Dawn. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much, Dawn. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, this is so exciting. I'm just loving what you guys are doing with this venue. We need it. It's gorgeous. So I'm very pumped to share it with the laughers. You all moved to the farm in December 2019. I want to know, was this always a dream of yours to have a venue like this one day, or was it more like a property opportunity popped up and then the idea came to you? Please share the story.
Deb, I'll let you go ahead and start and then I'll add to it.
Well, Tracy and I grew up in upstate New York and had a similar setting there growing up and into our young adulthood. And then we moved to Northern Virginia and spent quite a bit of time there, started a family and headed out more towards a rural setting, not quite with Harrisonburg, but we just felt like we needed a little bit more like home in New York and wanted a rural setting to finish raising our children. And this opportunity kind of came up a few years ago. We had started looking for something. We felt like we wanted to do something, either Airbnb, event venue. We've always been entertainers as far as having guests and family and friends and doing things with them. And so we just kind of started looking. And when we found this place, we instantly knew it was the right one.
Yeah, we fell in love with the natural beauty of the valley, farmland and the pastures, and just the panoramic view of the Allegheny Mountains just drew us, one, as a family, and two, as an opportunity to share our beauty with others.
Hmm. It is gorgeous. In fact, you all in your marketing refer to the property as a peaceful pastoral land. Is there a particular story behind this reference?
I think the story aligns with what Deb alluded to earlier. Her and I both grew up in the Susquehanna Valley of New York State. So we both grew up in a rural area surrounded by mountains. And the story is we moved from a rural area in upstate New York to a suburban area of Fairfax County, Virginia, moved to the Shenandoah Valley, lived in Harrisonburg for a number of years, but were called to the country. And that's the story that we have, is we finally come full circle to be back where we all started. But the weather's much nicer in Virginia than it is in New York State. So we're here to stay.
I imagine it's a big difference, probably brutally cold for longer, I would imagine, in upstate New York.
They're still shoveling snow up there.
Why pastoral land, though? Why is it? Can you tell them, expand on that a little bit, Deb, maybe why you use that term pastoral?
It's just so it's almost like postcard like. It's just as soon as you pull in the driveway, you just see the rolling hills and leading up to the different vistas in the mountains. And it really is just quite spectacular. I don't know. You know, we've had people come and as soon as they get out of the car, they're getting their camera out to take a picture versus like, oh, hi, welcome to the farm. Wait, let me take a picture of this. Yeah, it's just it's our normal the pastoral context just depicts our regular life and view out here. Our scenery is just naturally breathtaking and peaceful and so tranquil. We're super blessed to have this little slice of our corner of the world.
And we have some of the best sunsets of any places I've ever lived.
Wow. Yeah, they do look stunning. I will say, when you see the event in wedding pictures on your property, it is breathtaking. The barn is a 1920 styles barn, as I understand it. Was this structure already on the property or did you have it built?
Yes, there's two original structures that date back to 1929. The original farmhouse dates back to 1929, as well as the barn. The derecho that came through back in 2012, 2013, took some of the siding and part of the roof off the barn. So it was re-sided by the previous owners at that point in time. So the siding and roof is new, but the interior of the barn is original. And as you enter the barn, you can look at the weathering of boards that have been there for over 100 years. And it just adds to the charm of that barn itself. And there's lots of history and lots of stories, I'm sure, and lots of cattle and lots of hay that have been in that barn at one point in time. But now you're not going to see the cattle or see the hay, except for out in the fields as you look over the property and at the mountains.
Yeah.
I love that we have the original post and beams in the interior of the barn. It was a bank barn, so it did hold a lot of hay at the top where we do receptions and other events. It has a beautiful door that will slide open to face the mountains. So couples and any other event participants can have that door open and see the view from on the upper level of the barn. And it really is, it's really pretty inside and outside. We have hung beautiful chandeliers and bistro lights inside, which provide a beautiful warm glow in the evening once the sun does go down. And it just is a very warm and inviting atmosphere in there. It's one of my favorite places.
It is gorgeous. And you've got me curious. You've referred to an upper level a couple of times. Are there two levels in the barn that are being utilized? What can you tell me about that?
The upper part is where the receptions and event functions are held. The bottom part of the barn holds is mainly for storage on one side, event chairs, you know, our lawn equipment and things of that nature. And then on the other side, my little vintage upcycled reclaimed area. I have a little workshop over there for Lulu Bunny Home. And we also have wedding decorations that we allow our guests to use if they like them. We try to have things for them that is neutral in color, so a lot of our couples can save a little bit and reuse, repurpose some of the wedding decorations or event decorations that we offer, such as flower boxes and greenery, cake stands and wood slices for cupcakes and, you know, other decorative things. We do provide lots of those things if they would like to use them.
We also have lanterns and shepherd's hooks and arbors and a variety of accompaniments that people can use. And as part of the package price, we include what we have in the package price.
Yeah, that is a wonderful service that you all provide. And something unique, I think, about this venue is Deb's talent for rustic elegance through her shop, Lulu Bunny. And those vintage finds can be used then as borrowed, not rented, for the events there. Is that correct?
Yes, we do not charge to use any of the decorations we have. It's part of the package. And if we can help a couple out by providing some things that they like, they're welcome to it. And if they don't, if it's not their particular color scheme or their theme, they don't need to feel obligated to use our decorations. It's just an added service that we provide for them.
Yeah, that is a really, again, neat service. And you mentioned the arbors, too. I noticed those in the photos. You have this triangular arbor that stands 16 feet tall that these wedding couples can use on their site for their ceremony. So beautiful and impressive. Did you build it or find it somewhere? What's the story behind this arbor?
Well, that's a great question, Dawn. We actually ended up with those arbors before we owned the venue.
What?
Yes. Deb and I, we were thinking about getting into the wedding business, and we ran across a couple that posted two arbors for sale because their children had gotten married. And so this gentleman, he built two different arbors, one a 16-foot tall triangular arbor that really fits well with the venue because it frames the Allegheny Mountains. And we also got a traditional rectangular arbor. So we ended up purchasing those at that point in time. And then lo and behold, we purchased the property and decided to start a wedding venue. So those arbors came along with us. We thought maybe someday we would use the arbors for when our daughters get married. And they were such a good deal. But they came along with us and we put them up and take them down. So couples can either use our arbors at no additional cost, or they can bring in their own arbors. And we've had a variety of different shapes and styles. And Deb can add more to that.
I would just say that the triangular arbor is incredibly popular. It's very dramatic. It's a beautiful medium shade of brown that fits well within the landscape and most couples' wedding theme and colors. And it's dramatic, but yet it doesn't take away from the mountains in the background nor the couple in the foreground. It really just seems, like Tracy said, to really fit in well with the landscape and with each couple's wedding theme and idea for their vision of the day.
Yeah, it's very, very gorgeous. The whole property is. There's more features on the property than just the barn itself. There's a pavilion as well that has a fire pit outside that's adjacent to your venue barn. How has that space been utilized?
So we just built that this spring. It's the newest addition to the farm. We did always have a fire pit area. It just didn't look quite the way it does now. But it's a great space to have parties, like birthday parties, anniversary. We're actually going to have our son's birthday party under it this summer. And it just provides another space where groups of people can gather comfortably if it's cool, or there's nothing like, you know, having a campfire in the evening. We have lots of couples or events, for that matter, want to do s'mores. And so they can do s'mores very easily there. It provides, you know, some shade. If we get a few sprinkles, it keeps you out of the rain. We've added some bistro lights, so it also gives off this warm glow in front of the mountains that, you know, is the backdrop. And it's an overall great, comfortable space to do almost really anything out there, any kind of event it can be added to the natural flow of using the barn and using our other outdoor spaces, however each person or group sees fit for the needs of their event.
And it also provides us a space for a setup for caterers or to have a cocktail hour between the wedding ceremony and reception. So it's really a multi-purpose area that can be utilized on the farm.
That's really great. So what kind of celebrations and events have you had there so far beyond the weddings that you can share with us?
We've had retirement parties. We've had milestone birthday parties. We have several 40th birthday parties. Those are a lot of fun. Next year, we already have a 50th birthday party scheduled. We've held graduation parties and prom. We've almost, depending on how the details worked out, we've almost secured a wedding or bridal party shower. So it's a variety. It doesn't have to be just weddings because we're an intimate venue, meaning that we accommodate around 100 or less. It's not such a large space that feels overwhelming or that it's too big to hold a smaller event. It's just very comfortable, and we have several spaces that can be utilized without it feeling overwhelming and too large as well. Anything to add to that, Tracy, would you say?
No, just some things that really hop out at me is proms. We held a prom for our daughter. And it was during COVID where the schools were shut down. So our daughter and 10 of her closest friends were actually able to come and have a gathering that could be socially distanced and still bring that importance to a senior in her senior year. That was very important to her. She thought she was going to miss out. But it created a special event for her and her friends during that time.
That's beautiful. It must feel heartwarming. It does to me, and that's not even my child, to be able to provide that opportunity to still have a milestone event during a very difficult time for all of us. What were some of her and her friends' comments or sentiments they shared from being able to have such an experience?
Well, they were excited that they didn't have official school chaperones at the time. It was just mom and dad who would check on them on occasion. But that was both good and bad because mom and dads normally aren't at prom.
Debbie, we're going to say something.
Although we were outside on the porch listening to their music and had a eye on them afar, but it actually was really nice. It was one of the most special moments that we've had. Aside, you know, every wedding is very special, but when it's your own child and, you know, being in COVID, you know, everyone dressed up in their gowns, all the guys, you know, they dressed up in their suits and they took sunset pictures at sunset. And it was really special that, you know, they could do that despite, you know, all the problems of, you know, social distancing and the pandemic itself. It was just some sort of normalcy that they could hold on to during that time. And so that was pretty special to be able to do that for them. And we did a graduation group party as well for our daughter and three of her closest friends. And that was really nice to bring all the families together, all the mutual friends and not so mutual, but it was just nice to be able to provide a space where they could all celebrate the same kind of thing together, you know, the same event, but also were big enough where if they had other families or friends that, you know, all the girls didn't know, it still was comfortable enough where they could do that and then still all share in the same milestone together, but yet in their own individual ways.
That's beautiful. Really amazing property you have. There's, I believe, also dedicated space for the wedding party to prepare. Can you share with us more details about what is available and what it looks like?
Sure. So we have a package price and it includes our entire venue. It includes use of the grounds with the panoramic views of the Allegheny Mountains. We have the event barn. There are separate dressing areas. So we have a space for each side of the wedding party to get ready in. But yet it's nice that they're both on site. So they're together, but not if they don't want to be seen until the ceremony. Because, you know, there's always one in the bunch that's running late or forgot something.
Oh, humans.
It's so fun. You know, the lounge or, you know, the suite, if they need to grab whatever they forgot versus down the road, 20 minutes to a hotel or something. So that's really nice to be able to offer two separate spaces, right on the same property. So that's, you know, that's been very nice to have. We also offer, you know, kind of, we give you the weekend so you can get ready and start decorating the day before your wedding. We give you the day of course. And then we don't expect you to clean up the night of your wedding because how fun is that? Let's just be honest.
Not fun at all. Not fun at all.
Right. So we open the venue up to the couple the next morning and they can come back and pack up, clean up and get their belongings without feeling the pressure of kind of abruptly ending the evening by cleaning. So that's really nice. And then of course the package does include our pavilion, the fire pit area. We have a catering prep space. As I mentioned earlier, we have the on-site decorations and arbors. We provide parking attendants and staff throughout the whole event. So, you know, couples and families aren't just what, you know, trying to wing it and figure out what to do. We are here on site, so they don't have to worry about anything. We're here to help and assist whenever and however we can.
Yeah, we also, and in addition to the climate controlled bridal suite and groomsmen lounge, which are areas that the brides and bridesmaids and grooms and groomsmen can get ready and hang out before the ceremony and reception. We also have built brand new handicapped accessible ADA compliant restrooms for the venue. Those are a new build that we added on last spring.
Oh, that's great. I love that. By the way, I love this chalkboard that the wedding couples hold that says, "We said yes to Mountain View Farm with a date." It's adorbs and fun. Whose idea was this? And is the date their wedding date at the venue?
I would love to claim credit for that, but all credit is due to my wife.
Creative extraordinaire Deb Shaver, please tell us more about this.
She's the creative side of the family. I'm the analytical side of the family.
I see.
A way to signify people's the start of their wedding journey once they choose us, and that is their wedding date. The date that's on the board is their actual wedding date. And kind of create some sort of tradition, because we usually, you know, we see the couple from the time they choose us until their wedding day. And oftentimes, you know, they're going to go on to, you know, they live in different areas, and we just won't see them. So at least we can have some sort of part in creating a tradition with them for the time that we have them with us. And so that's what kind of prompted the little chalkboard that says that they said yes. We've had couples use those as their save the date cards.
Oh, cool. So
it's just kind of a sentimental way to kind of signify their journey with us while we have them, and give them something to look back on, hopefully in the years, you know, that kind of started with us. Not their story necessarily, but the part of their wedding planning kind of started with us.
I love that. It was very different. So I had to ask that question. Do you offer tours of your venue, and how do you work with people that are interested in booking with you?
So we offer tours by appointment only. And we usually get a phone call or an email from someone from our site expressing an interest. And then we just kind of work with their schedule to see what suits them the most. If we're not having a wedding, we can definitely do a weekend tour. However, in wedding season, we're kind of limited to Sunday afternoons and evenings once our couple has left the venue. But yeah, we're pretty flexible. We give tours daily. So if someone just reaches out to us, we'll be glad to show them around and see if we're a good fit.
Excellent. And this wasn't planned, but do they get to see your motorcycle, Tracy?
Yes, in fact, we've had many couples take pictures around the motorcycle more than one occasion.
What kind of motorcycle is that?
It's a Harley Davidson Fat Boy. Who would have guessed, huh?
Have you always been a Harley guy, or is this?
I used to be a Honda guy. Now I'm a Harley guy.
Okay, how long have you been on motorcycles?
Oh, I've rode bikes ever since I was knee high. I used to ride them in the country in New York State, and then just graduated to Virginia, and just love getting out into the country and let the wind flow through my curly locks.
I love that you said that. Some people say see pictures, they're kind of laugh at that. You ever talk Deb into getting on this motorcycle with you?
Oh yeah. On more than one occasion.
I didn't know that. You're into riding with Tracy on the motorcycle?
I'll ride with him. I don't know how to drive one, but I can ride. Yeah.
So listen there, you got other photo ops at this venue with this couple, people. So just wanted to sneak that in. Well, as we wrap up here, can you share with the laughers how they can follow Mountain View Farm on social media or otherwise to get more information?
Sure. So we're on Facebook as Mountain View Farm Event Venue. If you do a search or you type that in, we should come up. Our little profile picture is Mountain View Farm of Mount Solon. And on Instagram, if you search for us, we're mountain_view_farm_event_venue. I know it's long, but that's all the choices were when we first started the business, so we couldn't be too picky on what was left for us. And then if you want to reach us, we do have a website, and you can visit our website at mountainviewfarmofmountsolon.com. And that's Mountain View Farm of MTSolon.com. And if you want to give us a call, our number is 540-208-3474. And we'll be glad to answer any questions you might have about the venue or our packages.
Excellent. And laughers, we will be sure to put all that information in the show notes as well. So if you're working out or you're driving, you don't have to remember it all. You can refer back to those notes and get all of it. Thank you so much, Deb and Tracy. This has been super fun having you both on today. Such a pleasure talking to you both about all things stylish weddings and events at Mountain View Farm. It's exciting to share this venue with the laughers as a place for intimate gatherings with a personalized touch of rustic elegance. So thank you again for being on today, both of you.
Thank you for having us, Dawn.
You're welcome. Laughers, you can get more information about Mountain View Farm at mountainviewfarmofmountsolon.com. Mount Solon is MTSOLON.com. Be sure to check out their Facebook page to see some of their gorgeous photos of the events and other updates they have out there on the farm. We'll also, again, have that information in on the show notes for you as well as their social media ways to find them. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring a show to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share us with a friend. Until next time, cheers.